Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
So we're talking about things that you've never done. You've lived a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Never done it. Maybe never eaten it. What? Seems though everyone else has.
Right. Most of the time they rave about it.
They're trying to get you to do it too.
Right.
But for whatever reason, you haven't. 280-1025. All right, Sarah. You're 45. You've never had what?
Alcohol.
Wow. Not even once.
Nope, not even. I've never even tasted wine, beer, nothing.
Okay. Now, why?
Well, okay. So when I was a teenager, like 16, 17, the girls started experimenting with drinking. And we were at a party, and my girlfriend had a lot to drink, and she had to go to the bathroom. And she sat down on the toilet and pulled down her pants, of course, and then she bent forward and barfed in her underwear and then pulled her pants back up.
Oh, no.
And I just thought, I don't ever want to be that girl.
That is a great reason.
You know, it's like at this point, I'm thinking, I wish that would have happened to me.
And I will say, through my life, taking my friends to the bar, it's not like it's gotten better with what I've seen, so I'm good.
Oh, what you must have been seeing.
This is the most sensible call I've ever taken in all the years I've been doing this.
I mean, that is quite the... I can't get over the visual of that.
I can't argue with the logic at all.
No.
At all. You're smarter than the rest of us. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have some sort of residual trauma from it, but it's still okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good for you.
Hey, thank you for calling. You take care, Sarah. Bye-bye. What is it for you, Jim?
Well, I've never had sex.
Really? Okay.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Don't hear a lot of people admitting to this, but okay. And is it religious for you, or what's your reasons?
Not really. My parents, they got divorced when I was pretty young, and they just had a lot of different partners over the years, and it never really seemed to go very well. Like, they were just always in emotional turmoil about these different people that they were seeing. And, I just felt like it was kind of muddling their whole lives. And so I never really considered sex as a good way to kind of, have a relationship. And it just seems like it just messes everything up.
All right.
So I just kind of got turned off from the whole thing.
Okay. Has it messed up some of your relationships, though? Like where the people you're involved with are turned off by that? Or do they like it? Or how? How has that worked?
People react all ways. I mean, I've definitely dated a lot more women that, believe in, saving sex for marriage, which I don't necessarily believe that, but it, just the way it works out is that I kind of don't want to have sex with anybody to muddle up our relationship, and they don't want to have sex until they get married, so it's not an issue in that way, but I would say with some people it was definitely an issue.
Okay.
I mean, intimacy is one thing and sex is another to me, so.
How much are you looking forward to it, though?
I mean, that's just it. It's like, I kind of like was exposed to too much early.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I kind of feel like I don't really care.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
so
that's because you haven't done it.
You might be right.
No, I'm sorry. I'm certainly not poking fun. Hey, I appreciate your convictions. And
believe me, there are plenty of people out there who have it and wish they weren't.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Jim. You have a great day. Appreciate the call.
More fun in the mornings.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.